Is there any other commercial industry with a bigger impact on UK society than the house building industry? I can't think of one. This morning, the Competition and Markets Authority has published a lengthy report into the UK house building industry and has announced that today it's beginning an investigation into 8 of the largest house builders over evidence of collusion, sharing information that could lead to price fixing. Basically, a price fixing cartel is what's being investigated. Let's start this, what I think is one of the most important, potentially huge stories in the housing market for a long time, by listening to the interview that the chief executive of the Competition and Markets Authority gave to Bloomberg this morning. One moment, let me get it lined up.
Is going to be looking at. The report is incredibly detailed. I'm wondering how long it's going to take to work through this process and what potentially you see coming at the end of it.
So let me just put this in context for you. What we've announced today is actually the completion of a year-long market study looking at the wide range of factors driving how the house building market is working across England, Scotland and Wales. And what we've seen there is that the markets need significant interventions to deliver enough good quality homes in the place that people need them. And we've identified 3 broad areas of concern. One is the Competition Act investigation, and I'll come on to that. But just to set this in context, what we found, first of all, is that there's a significant shortage of supply of new build homes across England, Scotland and Wales. And there are 2 key drivers of that. One is the complexity and the unpredictable nature of the UK planning system. And the other is the inherent limitations of relying on speculative private development of new homes to build the new homes that we need across Great Britain. Second area of concern is looking at poor outcomes for new homeowners, particularly in relation to private estate management charges for public amenities like open spaces, green spaces, roads, sewers. Also concerns about the quality of some new builds. And then our third area of concern is around the potential exchange of commercially sensitive information relating, for example, to sales prices, sales rates, incentives offered to new home buyers. So that's this third area of concern. Now, I should say we...
Okay. There really is no exaggeration to say that this is a potentially explosive investigation that they are launching as a result of the study they've been doing in the house building industry. I mean, you've got to hold your nose, it smells so bad. But let's just start by actually having a look. And I've linked to this below so you can all check out yourself. Let's just run through the bullet point headlines of the Competition and Market Authority's findings of the house building market. So this is the page I've linked to below. We'll start at the top here. So the CMA finds fundamental concerns in house building market, which has come from a house building market study in England, Scotland and Wales, published today, the 26th February 2024. These are the 3 headlines. The planning system and limitations of speculative development are what they're finding behind the reason that there are not enough homes built. Concerns around estate management charges and how that's affected people buying them. And the new Competition Act investigation opened into 8 house builders following evidence suggesting information sharing, basically price fixing is my interpretation of this. They published a report and there are Sarah Cardell's statement there. This is on the Gov website, by the way. Talks about house building in Great Britain and the persistent shortfalls in the number of homes built across England, Scotland, and Wales. Now, the findings are that the speculative approach, in other words, the profit-seeking approach to building, coupled with complex and unpredictable planning rules, has been responsible for the persistent underdelivery of homes. Planning rules, speculative private development. And this is the point I've often made about how the government should not be relying on the private sector to meet social house building needs, because it won't work. As it says here, the evidence shows that private developers produce houses at a rate at which they can be sold without needing to reduce their prices, rather than diversifying the types and numbers of homes they build to meet the needs of different communities, for example, providing more affordable housing. So they are saying that it's because they're private. I mean, this is not a surprise to anybody, right? But what is quite, I think, explosive is this is the government's own departments doing this investigation and coming out with this finding. They found that land banks are a symptom, not a cause, of the shortage of new homes. And then they've also identified private estate management charges. Up to 80% of new homes sold by the 11 biggest builders are subject to estate management charges, often high and unclear to homeowners. And whilst the average charge is £350, one-off unplanned charges can cost thousands of pounds and considerable stress to homeowners. They talk about quality, and then they come on to this evidence found during the study, which indicated some house builders may be sharing commercially sensitive information with competitors, which could be influencing the build-out of sites and the prices of new homes. Commercially sensitive information being shared with competitors, which could be influencing the price of new homes. Are you feeling ripped off yet? While the CMA does not consider such sharing of information to be one of the main factors in the persistent under-delivery of homes, the CMA is concerned that it may weaken competition, and we have therefore launched an investigation into Barratt Bellway, Barclay Bloor, Persimmon, Redrow, Taylor Wimpey, and Vistry. The CMA has not reached any conclusions at this stage as to whether or not competition law has been infringed. All right. So they have, and then I've got, there's another page which I've also linked to below, where actually they've opened this page, especially for this investigation, into suspected anti-competitive conduct by house builders. It's not funny. I mean, this is disgusting if it's true. And on this page, they've set out their plans. They reckon it's going to take until Christmas this year to complete this investigation. They've named the builders again. And they have actually put down contact information. So if you are someone in the house building industry who has evidence of this despicable alleged practice, I would urge you to get in touch with these guys with this contact information. So the director of the investigation is Brian Jackson. His number is 020-3738-6546, and his email is brian.jackson@cma.gov.uk. All right. Okay, what do we all think about this? What do we all think about this? Well, let's start with having a look at the culture amongst these large home builders. And let me take you back to a story from 2018, when the Persimmon chief says, and I quote, he deserves his £110 million bonus. One guy reckoned that he deserved his £110 million bonus, and that there were 140 senior staff sharing £500 million bonus payout. So what does this say about the culture here, right? Jeff Fairbairn collected the first 50 million worth of shares on New Year's Eve from the record-breaking bonus scheme that's been described as obscene and corporate looting. Now, I just want to point out one other item I found in this story here. So Fairbairn said he was very proud of charitable causes Persimmon supports, although he was unable to name them, and the company donated £1.1 million to charity last year. The typical of the FTSE 100 is 3.8 million, but £1.1 million to charity, which is exactly 1% of his bonus of £110 million. Now, let me go back to my statement at the beginning of this video, which is that I think this industry has a bigger impact on society and the well-being of people, people's housing and the quality and security and cost of their housing has a bigger impact on UK society than any other industry I can think of. Education is not an industry. Education is a service. The National Health Service is not an industry. It's a service. So in terms of commercial industries, house building is the biggest. And yet it is run by companies that think that giving the boss 110 million quid, which I mean, that would pay for, if my maths is right, over 400. His business, that one man's bonus would pay for over 400 homes of a value of £250,000. And if you're going to go for affordable homes, less than that value, even more. 500 homes it could pay for, that one guy's bonus. Charities are only worth £1 million payout. This guy's worth £100 million payout. This is back in 2018. So that is the culture. Without passing comment on it, the culture of these companies is staggering bonus payouts and toss the charities 1%. In fact, of the total bonus of all the people, it was 500 million. So £1 million out of 500 million bonus is 0.2%. That is the culture among house builders. Now, do we think that companies run with that culture give a tuppenny about affordable homes for people? I don't think they do. And I think it's spelt out there with their charitable donations versus their corporate bonuses. So if the investigation discovers evidence of price fixing, I think it could be one of the biggest scandals. It could be absolutely colossal, the scandal. And I don't know what legal action and opportunity it will open up for buyers who will then be rightfully able to claim that they were overcharged and defrauded. It could lead to the, I mean, yes, there'll be heads that roll, corporate heads. No. No one will lose any money, will they? None of these guys are losing money. But if they find evidence of criminal activity that carries prison sentences, I hope that the government carries out, and I hope the justice system carries out sentences to the full extent of the law to set an example that when you're in an industry that the country relies on to provide housing, you can't take the piss by illegally sharing sensitive commercial data with your competitors to make sure that you don't undercut each other. Because what's supposed to happen in a free and fair market is that free market competition should lead to some house builders going, we're going to sell our houses for less, and then we'll sell more houses. And that is what is stopped by this unfair, illegal practice of sharing data. If it is indeed the case. I'm having to really, really make sure I keep a lid on just how cross this makes me. Because at the moment it's only alleged. But I would like everyone to have a good think about this. And when you're thinking about buying new homes from these builders, when I say to you, don't overpay, I really mean don't overpay, right? I really mean don't overpay. Because you're putting yourself at a massive life disadvantage if you do. Kevin H. says, it's disgusting, but not surprising. I agree. One 11 says, no one will go to prison, Charlie. I guarantee it. Yeah, I can't disagree with you, but we can but hope. We can but hope. Alexandra Saywell says, I'm not surprised about any of that. Okay, Philly TTT asks a really good question. What other hat builders are there? I think they just named all the ones you know. Okay, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of house builders. There are lots and lots and lots of small firms. And I mean, I'm looking at one right outside. I mean, right here, look. Right, house building actually happening outside my window from my desk. And this is a smaller local private firm. And this is the point, is that when these large corporations get caught with their fingers in the cookie jar, it rubs off on the whole industry and everyone gets tarred with the same brush. It's the same with the estate agents. The big corporate estate agents with in-house mortgage brokers that are carrying out illegal conditional selling and not passing on offers from cash buyers so that they can sell houses to people taking their mortgages. All of this disgusting corporate conduct that leaves people shortchanged. So the sellers are shortchanged because they missed out on a cash buyer that may have been offering more. The buyers are shortchanged because they're not given the best mortgage and they're forced to overpay because the in-house mortgage broker reveals that buyer's true situation to the estate agent selling the house, and there's a conflict of interest. These large corporations, I don't have a problem with corporations making a profit. I have a problem with anybody making a profit at the expense of people that they have tricked and defrauded. And they use the defense of caveat emptor. Well, the buyer should watch out, buyer beware. Yes, I mean, everyone should beware, but you should also be able to assume that the corporation you're dealing with is not carrying out illegal criminal activity. That is also as valid a claim as caveat emptor. And when corporations are found out to be breaking the law, they're getting away with it left, right, center, because nobody stands up to them. I'm doing my best, but it's just me. When these guys break the law, they need to have the book thrown at them. Not all corporations are bad. It's important to point that out. And the reason it's important is because the ones who aren't bad need recognition from customers as being the corporations that resisted the temptation to go down the road of backstabbing behavior and customer contempt. I'm just going to wrap this up. It's really important everyone knows about this. And TMS says, cartels are the hardest things to prove, unfortunately, because they do things in compliance with each other without actually contacting one another. It's all nudge, nudge, wink, wink stuff. Yeah, TMS, I don't disagree with that, but I think this is important enough that they really should go to whatever lengths are necessary to prove it if it is happening. That's Bamalakis on YouTube says, did they stop their funding to the Tory party or something? Great observation. Yeah. All right, guys. I'm going to wrap it up. Listen, thank you for watching. I wasn't planning to do a live stream this morning, but I really, really thought that this was something that everyone needs to know about and spread the word. If you need me and if I can help you, all the ways I can help you are on my website, mhwc.co.uk. Thanks, guys. See you on the next one. Bye-bye.